Ayatollah Khamenei's speech in meeting with Hajj officials, September 7th, 2014. The beginning of the eighth Imam's imamah coincided with the dictatorial rule of Harun al-Rashid. The son of Musa ibn Ja'far managed to help hearts get close to the school of the Holy Prophet's household. Then it was Ma'mun's turn and the story of his attempt to bring that great personality from Medina to Merv and Khorasan. The motivation behind the decision of Ma'mun and his ruling system to transfer the eighth Imam alayhi salam to Merv requires a long discussion. At that time, Merv was the capital of the Abbasid rule. They had changed the capital from Baghdad to Merv. Of course, later on, they made Baghdad the capital again. Baghdad was the center of Abbasid policy. The motivation behind the decision of Ma'mun and his ruling system to transfer the eighth Imam alayhi salam to Merv requires a long discussion. Ma'mun had made a calculation which was purely political. His policy was to strengthen the bases of his power and to weaken the movement of the Holy Prophet's household and what they wanted to do. In the face of the Ma'mun's political and shrewd move, the eighth Imam alayhi salam drew up and implemented a divinely intelligent plan. This plan not only foiled the plot and requests of the ruling system, but it also led to the development of Quranic teachings and the ideas and thoughts of the Holy Prophet's household throughout the world of Islam. With a great movement, with reliance on Allah the Exalted, with divine wisdom and acumen, and with an efficient and wilayati outlook, the eighth Imam, God's greetings be upon him, managed to foil this hostile plot of the dictatorial and oppressive ruling system and to use it to the advantage of the truth. This is an outstanding chapter of the history of the Imams, alayhi salam. Fellowship, sympathy and helping others are all related and synonymous elements without which a society cannot continue to exist. Islam has always given a central place to the mentioned elements, and accordingly, they have been preached and practiced by the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and also by his household, peace be upon them. They not only attempted to practice them, but also advised the Muslims and their followers to do that.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all. Guide me.